So what happened at that point?
So we gave him ibrutinib, and ibrutinib is the Bruton's tyrosine kinase inhibitor. He responded well to that. He had a partial response that lasted about 2 years. He still had some lymphocytosis and some mild adenopathy, and then he progressed.
So after you started the ibrutinib, did you observe any tolerability issues? Did he have any side effects or complications?
Yeah, so in ibrutinib, he tolerated pretty well. The things to keep in mind with ibrutinib are that the white count can go up temporarily. Patients can have myalgias or joint pain sometimes, some fatigue. They can have some diarrhea symptoms. He had a little bit of that, but he didn't mind it. Many older people are happy to have something help their bowels move. And then the other thing to keep in mind is that there's some bleeding risk, and so we're always careful with these patients and if they're having any procedures or dental work or other things. And then atrial fibrillation is also a possibility in these patients. So he tolerated it well. He had a little fatigue, a little GI upset, but beyond that, no other major problems.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, it is an oral agent. How do you think he would compare his experience with the 2 years of ibrutinib to the two chemotherapy regimens he had previously?
I think in general, he would compare it, and I think your question really typifies what we're doing in oncology. Do you take a six-month course of treatment, or do you take a chronic two-plus year, depending on where you're going with it, course of treatment? So I would say that he would find that the first 6 months was much easier on ibrutinib. I mean, we were watching him, but he kind of pretty much knew what to expect. Most of those side effects or symptoms are not life-threatening sorts of things. They're not the infection, the bad infection risk category that we worry more about with chemotherapy or the neutropenic fever. So I would say that he probably would say that the first 6 months were easier for him, but that over time, you know, he had to be watched a little more closely while he was chronically on ibrutinib than he would have been kind of set free a little bit after FR or BR.